Good morning, everyone. It's time for AM Minnesota program. I misspoke this morning. I got my weeks off. I know I said Dusty Dienst would be with us. He's next Monday. This Monday, I have with me on the phone, because it's the second Monday of the month, and I was, for whatever reason, thinking it was the third Monday, Katie Andrick from Riverbend Nature Center. Katie, I almost blew it completely.
Oh, hey, no worries, Gordy. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Today is, according to our governor, Indigenous Peoples Day, and according to the federal government, it's Columbus Day.
Okay. Yeah. Well, celebrate all life, right?
And I'm guessing, Katie, and this is just a guess on my part, that there were a lot of Wapakuta over where Riverbend sits right now.
There were, yeah. Riverbend has a very rich history of the land, and the Wapakuta were actually original to the land. And, you know, they worked with Alexander Faribault, the founder of Faribault. And, you know, finding safe housing as tensions rose between settlers and indigenous people, he kind of helped provide them a safe space to live and, you know, integrate into the community, is my understanding. So don't maybe do some research to make sure that information is correct. But that's my understanding.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure and, you're right. Yep. You're right. Alexander Faribault wanted to he actually let them stay on his land, and he owned much of that side of town. So
he did. Yeah. Yep. So, he was also part Native American himself. And so he had a really good relationship with them. And, you know, that was, you know, before many of them left to other reservations.
And I have a hankering that if they knew what was happening with the land now, they'd be in favor of it, the Wapakuta. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, it's kept as a nature center now where it's protected and we're keeping it natural the best we can.
And you expanded here within the last few months.
We did. We acquired some new land on the south side off of Glenview Avenue. And, you know, there's like a dirt road that goes off. It's the former strawberry farm. And that is now part of Riverbend Nature Center, and it's going to be restored back to a prairie oak savanna. So there is parking out there and a sign. There'll be a trail, so the public will be able to access that as well.
But that's in the future? Is that what I'm hearing? It's not currently that set up that way?
There is a parking lot and a sign there. It's not restored. I think it's still, you know, pretty much farmland. But we have removed quite a few blueberry bushes. The apple trees might still be there. But, yeah, there's, you know, it's going to be transformed back to natural prairie oak savanna.
Well, part of me thinks that's awesome, and part of me wishes, you know, because I like apples.
Oh, yeah. Apples are wonderful. So, yeah, but we were able to rehome quite a few blueberry bushes earlier this fall. That was actually quite popular. A lot of people really enjoyed taking those shrubs.
Okay. So you replanted them on the property, you're saying, on Riverbend property?
Nope, we didn't replant them. We just dug them up and essentially donated or, you know, if we gave them away and people donated money for them.
Okay, all right. Now, I got you there.
Yeah, we weren't able to sell them, so we gave them away and people just made donations if they felt like they wanted to.
Oh, I tell you, I love blueberries. Yeah. Do you like blueberries?
Yeah. I do, yeah. They're one of my favorite fruits. Very good for you.
Well, I need to get a special event coming up that you want to talk about. Do we want to tackle it now, or should I go take my opening market report and we'll tackle it after we get done with that?
Why don't you do your report and we'll tackle it after that?
All right, sounds great. Katie Andrick is with Riverbend Nature Center. She joins me every second Monday of the month. I got to remember that it's not the third. I'm ahead of my time, not literally. Well, I am literally, I guess, now when I think about it. Anyway, I thought it was the third Monday of the month. Silly, silly me. Our KDHL AgriBoosters bring you our opening market report. They include Northland Farm Buildings, quality post-frame construction. It's northlandbuildings.com. Werner Farm Seed, Dundas, quality seed, reasonable prices. And Craig Keller at the Keller Insurance Agency in Nearstrand. Craig helps protect everything that is very important to you.
Soybeans and hogs are higher. Cattle are mixed. Corn is lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition. Why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are still up on short covering and technical buying as they continue to wait for the end of the month tariff talks between the United States and China. U.S. harvest should be about well past the halfway point, and planting weather in South America looks good. November beans are up a half at 10.07 and a quarter. January's two higher at 10.25 and a quarter. December bean meal's a dollar and a dime lower at 273.90. December bean oil's 46 points higher at 50.43. Corn is back to fully lower, monitoring U.S. harvest activity, with most estimates sitting at least 40% complete, with rain in the forecast for parts of the region this week. CONAB's updated outlook for Brazil's crops is out tomorrow. December's down 1¾ at 4.11 and a quarter. March is down a penny and a half at 4.27 and a half. And wheat's mix, still on the mostly lower side of things, though. Rain has delayed winter wheat planting in some areas, but the soil moisture boost is a positive. Rising global supplies are applying some consistent pressure, though. December Chicago's steady at 4.98 and a half. Cotton was unable to follow through on its early bounce. The December down 3 at 63.81, but looking oversold, November rice is up 15 at 10.83. Live cattle are mostly higher, and feeders are mixed as they watch the distribution of the show list. December live's up 30 at 242.85, and February's 7 higher, 245.47. November feeders are now down $1.22 at 374.67. And hogs are up, supported by Friday's higher close in pork. December's a dollar to dime higher at 85.12. February leans up one at 87.30. John Perkins.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering, too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
AM Minnesota. Soda on the Mighty 920 KDHL.
Katie Andrig has one of the best jobs in the world. She works at Riverbend Nature Center. I'm so jealous, Katie. It's not even... I know you probably don't believe me, but if I had it to do all over again, I think I would have been a naturalist or something. That would be an awesome occupation.
Yeah, being able to work out in nature is pretty wonderful. You know, I don't get to do it as much as I used to. I'm just more of an office admin person now. But before I switched over to that, I was one of the naturalists. Being able to get outside on the trails and teach the kids and, you know, adults all about nature. And it was just so wonderful because you're helping people understand our natural world.
You get to fill in now once in a while, too, in that realm or not?
You know, I don't. I am very busy with the office admin and the graphic design and marketing. I just, and not being there in town anymore. You know, I'm kind of more the back end of the nature center. So,
well,
behind the scenes.
You're still important and help getting the word out about Riverbend Nature Center, which has had for many, many years a special event around Halloween.
Yes. So it's our Bath, Bones, and Bonfires event. You know, and my understanding is it originally started with early childhood in Faribault, and they partnered with Riverbend Nature Center many, many years ago And it's just the tradition has been staying around. So, yeah, every fall we have a family-friendly event, you know, with lots of s'mores and apple cider, the big bonfire, and then also just lots of goodies and great games and interactive things for everybody of all ages to come out and enjoy.
I seem to recall that it started as a trunk or treat. They still do that?
We don't do necessarily the trunk or treat thing, but we are going to have a trick or treat trail at the event this year. So costumes are encouraged. Yeah, costumes are encouraged. Everybody can dress up, have a good time. It's going to be $10 per member car. So pack your people in your car. It's going to cost you $10 if you're a member to get in, or $20 if you're not a member. So, and we're only doing cash or check this year. So we don't have the means to do credit cards. It's going to be a cash only event, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So it's really inexpensive to come out for a whole day. It's from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, October 25th. And I want to thank our sponsors. We've got Vision Realty Group with Weichert Realty, Jasinski Knudsen, and then also Hamer Law Office. So thank you so much to those organizations that are helping to fund this event, and all the many volunteers that put in a lot of hard work to help us as well. So, it's going to be a great time.
And what was the name of it again?
Bath, Bones, and Bonfires.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So you must be having a bonfire then.
We are. Yes, we always have a big bonfire with the s'mores and the apple cider right there. We're going to have a caramel apple bar and popcorn, so there'll be plenty of food, and it's all free. Once you pay your entry fee, so you can eat as much as you want.
Well, I'm glad you're able to have a bonfire, because when I was in high school, the year after I graduated, of course, the class behind us accused us of being the problem.
Oh.
They used to have bonfires on homecoming, but some knucklehead pushed a freshman into the fire.
Oh, no.
My senior year, and I swear it was not me.
Yeah.
I swear, and I don't think it was anybody in our class. We kind of got accused of it from the class behind us because they ended the bonfires after that year, deservedly so. I don't know if they ever did find out who the knucklehead was that pushed the freshman into the fire. I mean, how stupid was that?
That's not a good situation. Yeah, everybody's just trying to have a good time. So
people are smart at your bonfire.
Yes, we want people to come out, enjoy the time that they're having, be in nature, be safe, you know, be kind to others, and just have a good time. Just supposed to be a fun event, enjoying the s'mores around the fire.
I was just going to ask about s'mores. You just answer that question.
Yeah, definitely. So, and we're going to have some live animals. So we'll have the Peregrine Falcons back, and we have our animal ambassadors. So to go with the theme, we've got a couple snakes and, you know, a frog and a salamander, as well as our famous painted turtle, Orwin. So everybody really enjoys interacting with Orwin.
So as the, what's it called, white nose disease, is that kind of eliminated bats out there, or do you still have some?
So we probably have the bats that migrate through. I don't know that we have any overwintering bats.
Okay.
I see where you're going with the name of the event here. We, you know, there might be bats around, but we don't have a lot of bats that are seen. You know, if you hang around in the dusk, you know, as the sun is setting, you might be able to catch a couple glimpses of them as they're flying around eating.
Yeah, I have to say, when I was a kid, man, they were thick where I grew up in Spring Valley, Minnesota. We, you know, you'd walk out at night and they were all over the place. And obviously, I think it's called white nose disease, isn't it? Has taken a lot of them.
Yeah, there's some sort of like fungal disease that has really hit their populations, as well as like all the pesticides that get rid of their food source. So mosquitoes is a huge one that they eat and help out with.
Which is why I love bats.
Yeah, they're really beneficial. Some of them are even pollinators. So they have a lot of helpful roles, even though they can be a little creepy and frightening to some people.
You know, with all the caves on our east side, I thought maybe there might be some that stay here, but no, you're saying.
Not that I'm aware of, but I could be wrong on that. So like I said, you can do some research and find out for yourself. I don't know everything.
Oh,
and but as far as I know, most of the bats that we get in Minnesota, I believe, are migrators.
Okay. All right. That makes perfect sense, I guess.
Yeah. So,
what else is happening at Riverbend?
Well, we've got a haunted trail happening this year as well. And that is going to be Thursday, October 30th. So it's not the same day as our Bats, Bones, and Bonfires event this year. It's going to be a week later. And this will be in partnership with Discovery Public School. The seniors there are going to be helping to put on this event. And they are their theme this year is Vintage Horror Haunted Trail. So they're going to be having all sorts of the classic creepy, spooky stuff that's out there, like your clowns, your dolls, zombies, just to give a little taste of what they've got planned. But it's Thursday, October 30th from 7 to 8:30 p.m., and that's going to be $5 per person, and that's also located out at the Nature Center. So no pre-registration, and you'll pay at the door in cash. So they're going to put on a scary, scary night. They recommend only ages 10 and above. So this is not an event for young kids. They plan on doing a good scare.
Ooh, I want to drink your blood.
Right? Yeah. Yes.
There might be a vampire or two there, you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. They're hoping to do all the classic horrors. Yeah, it'll be a frightfully good time.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
You guys have classes out at Riverbend, right? Where we can learn stuff?
We do, yeah. So we've got a lot of free programs that are happening. Let's see. The next time those free programs will happen will actually be Saturday, November 1st. We've got our Bagels and Birds, Storytime with a Naturalist, and Sweet Reads Book Club, all happening Saturday, November 1st. And it's just fun for all ages. You can spend the whole day at the Nature Center. It starts at 10 a.m. with Bagels and Birds. Come out for coffee, a warm beverage, and a free bagel. And enjoy looking outside while the windows on the wild and see what birds are passing through.
I know you guys.
And then we have.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, I was just going to talk about the story time with the naturalist is going to be all about raptors. So fall is a great time of migration where a lot of birds are starting to fly back down south, and you can learn all about the raptors that are flying through.
And not just birds are flying south, monarchs are flying south.
Yes, lots of animals are making their way to the warmer areas, although we've had a very warm fall so far, so the migration might actually be a little bit stalled because temperatures are very comfortable.
You're very accurate. I always wondered how that worked, you know, like they have a clock in their head or something. But.
Yeah, so it's all a part of, like, the day length. The shorter days, the cooling temperatures, and just the shift in the season. So they can sense that. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You still work with kids, various schools in the area, right?
We do, yes. So October is a huge month for school field trips. We work with grade pre-K through eighth grade primarily. And we have all sorts of different nature-related topics that do align with the Minnesota School State Standards. So if you're a teacher that's looking to have an outdoor educational experience for your students, Riverbend Nature Center is a great way to get them hands-on learning experience that they can't necessarily always get in the classroom.
There's no better way, in my opinion, than to have hands-on versus reading it in a book.
Yes, yeah, it really makes it come alive and, you know, more known. So, yeah, you can book or email our education at rvnc.org. Excuse me, I am just having a little brain fog here.
That's okay.
So, email education at rbnc.org if you want to find out information on how to book a school field trip.
Now, you may not know the answer to this because I'm asking you this off the top of your head. I just got a text from a listener who must be a Riverbend fan, wants to know if you know how many species of snakes there are in Riverbend.
Oh, how many species of snakes?
Now, if you don't know, Katie, can I go on your website and find that information out?
I don't know that we have that information on our website. That's a very good question.
Okay.
Gosh, I can name off like four different species. You know, your garter snakes. We've got gopher snakes and fox snake. So that's at least three. There's probably a couple more, like the little green species, green snakes, and then a brown decays snake. That one only gets about like 6 inches long. So I don't know the total number, but I want to say around five or six, maybe seven species of snakes.
No rattlers.
No rattlers. No, we don't have any poisonous snakes in our area. That's more of the south.
East. Southeast, yep.
Southeast portion where it gets a little more hilly.
Yep, just east of where I grew up in Spring Valley, Minnesota, just east of us, there are rattlers.
Yeah, yep. So you have the timber rattlers down where the glaciers didn't touch the...
Right, you're absolutely right. And the glaciers, if I remember right, kind of stopped right around here.
Yeah, Faribault actually sits on a fault line, which most people probably don't know. But it runs from Lake Superior all the way through Faribault. And we sit on a fault line, and we're on the edge of where the glaciers existed years and years ago. Mm-hmm.
That's why we got so many lakes around here. And then you go south of us, and there aren't any.
Right, yeah. Those glaciers helped create a lot of little potholes is what they're called. So there are smaller lakes and ponds. The glacial meltwaters and sediments helped create them. Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if people realize just how much history we've got right here in Rice County.
Right, yeah. Yeah, if you get out into the trails at the Nature Center, you start looking at the land closer. There's like little ridges everywhere, especially along Owl Trail is a good one, or even Oak Trail. Right in those areas are really good signs of glacial activity, you know, that happened. So a lot of those ridges were formed by the sediment that fell out of the glaciers as they were melting and just stayed piled up there. There's also been human activity there with some quarries and stuff, so lots of different changes in land.
Let's see if I can remember off my bald head. I think you've told us before that over 300 species of birds in the Riverbend, right?
Oh, that could very well be. We get a lot of different birds that come through and migrate.
You said the Owl Trail. Are there owls there?
So that was named because when they were forming the trails, there was an owl that lived in that vicinity. And, yeah, we do have owls at the Nature Center, mostly your barred owls and a few great horned owls. And then also your little tawny owls, screech. That's what they are, screech owls.
Wow. And yeah. I'm guessing a lot of woodpeckers.
Lots of woodpeckers, yeah, and lots of warblers come through. We've seen lots of raptors, your eagles, your hawks. We've even seen indigo buntings when they're flying through. They're a really pretty blue bird. And then lots of bluebirds as well.
And cardinals.
Yeah, yep. Those are pretty typical around here.
Yep, I've had them in my backyard here in just recent weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
They're so pretty.
They are, yeah. This time of year, they'll be shedding some of their bright colored feathers and starting to get newer red feathers. So especially in December, January, when you see the really vibrant feathers on a cardinal, that's their new plumage for the next spring.
When I was in East Africa, they had robins that were blue.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They had so many vibrant colored birds down there. It was awesome. You know, really bright orange and yellows and greens. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get into those more tropical areas. There's definitely more vibrantly colored birds. Yeah.
So Riverbend memberships, again, are how much, Katie? Refresh our memories.
Yeah, so our senior and individual memberships start at $30, and that's good from the day that you register for a whole year. And so it doesn't matter what day you sign up to be a member, you get to be a member for a whole year. And then our family memberships are $40. So whoever lives under the same household will be included in the family membership. And then they go up from there if you just want to give extra money. So we have advocate at $100, patron at $250, and then founder at $500, and then our star membership at $1,000. So those are just people who feel more generous and want to give a lot more money to the Nature Center and support our programs and what we do.
Not everybody can afford to be a member. Do you have scholarships? Or do you have some kind of a fund that I could contribute to that provides those?
You know, I don't know that we have anything in place just yet. Our memberships are pretty minimal, so we hope that we can meet, like, the budgetary needs of the, you know, people who aren't able to support or, you know, can, you know, do a lot of money. Sorry. You know, $30, it may or may not be a lot of money, but there's other ways that people can give. They don't have to be a member. You know, if they want to give their time, or, you know, you can just come out and enjoy the Nature Center for free.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's other ways that you can enjoy the Nature Center. You know, you don't necessarily have to be a member. A member, you really get perks for summer programs. Yes, there's a $25 savings per summer camp when you're a member. Otherwise, you know, it's just a slight discount on our public programs. You know, when you're a member, it's typically $5. When you're not a member, it's typically $10. But we do offer a lot of free programs as well. So we do have opportunities for people to engage if they are not able to, you know, spend any money. Yeah.
And all of that, all those classes, I'm sure, are on your website.
Yes, all of our upcoming programs are on our website, and that's the best resource to get the latest information for what's happening at Riverbend Nature Center.
rbnc.org.
Yes.
Easiest that's our website in the history of mankind to remember. rbnc.org. I wish more websites would do that.
It's pretty simple and straightforward.
Well,
yeah.
You could say that again. Well, have fun at your bats, bonfires, and all that good stuff.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Gordy. You have a great day.
You have a fantastic day. That was Katie Andrig with Riverbend Nature Center. Again, Dusty will be with us next Monday. I'm sorry I got my Mondays mixed up for whatever reason. I thought this was the third Monday of the month. I didn't even think about the 13th being the second, which, silly me. Have a great rest of the day, everybody.